And we welcome you in to tonight's Triple Play Sports with Phil Tucker, Elijah Jacobs, and myself, Kenny Mann. All right, so we're here, and it's Triple Play, and it's Wednesday night, and you know, we have a lot that went on this week. We're in the midst of the NHL, the NBA, the playoffs, and whatnot. But all that aside, headlines leads the day. Phil Tucker's here with our leadoff double. Bill, what do we got?
Well, I think probably the biggest free agent story, well, not really free agent, but a contract story out of the NFL this past week. So apparently the Lions are going to stick with Jared Goff for a while as a quarterback, signed a four-year, $212 million extension. Ooh. Guaranteed money, I believe, is in the 175 range. So the team also had reached 4 years extension deals earlier this offseason with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they look like they're willing to go all in to keep their key players. So we'll see how this plays out for the Lions.
I think this was a smart move.
How many years?
4 years.
4 years.
All of them.
Jeez
Louise. He's the second highest paid quarterback in the league.
Go ahead.
I think it's a smart move. Listen, Jared Goff is a high-end Alex Smith. He leads the team. He can make big plays. Listen, he's won shootouts. I mean, he's gone toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. Won games. Listen, second time he's in an NFC Championship game with a different organization. Obviously, he has an impact. A lot of people thought, was he a product of McVay? A lot of people said that. They got rid of him, and now he's got the Lions back in contention. So, he has something to do with this, whether it's off the field.
He have $53 million a year to do it? I'm not saying he doesn't. Honestly, what I'm saying is the numbers are getting ridiculous.
There's only one player in the NFL that's worth that kind of money, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
And he doesn't get that kind of money.
No,
he gets 45.
Because he took Lev.
Okay, so let me ask you, what do these quarterbacks have in common? Number one, Joe Burrow, $55 million a year. Number two, Jared Goff, $53 million a year. Number three, Justin Herbert, $53 million a year. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, 46. Deshaun Watson, 46. What of all of these top 7 top paid quarterbacks in the league have in common?
They were the last contracts.
They have never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you want them? What do you mean? They haven't. 7 top quarterbacks by money have never won a Super Bowl.
Okay. If you remove.
What do you want me to remove? Seven top quarterbacks never won a Super Bowl.
Arguably, would their teams be in the position they are
without them?
Without them?
No. But 7 top quarterbacks. No Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes, first one, 8th highest paid quarterback, $45 million. Isn't that crazy? Now, I'm not bringing it up to argue it. I'm just bringing it up for, isn't that interesting? I mean,
well, it's kind of the way
think
it's
about
been.
The position. I mean, gosh, I would have thought 3, maybe 4, and then I'd go, really? 7? All 7? No Super Bowl? That is really a crazy thought.
This is an odd period of time, though, because Patrick Mahomes has been so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
He got locked up so early. Yeah. I mean, he got locked up so early.
Well,
so it's only Mahomes winning. Yeah.
Think about, since most of these guys came in the league, not all of them, but most of them, who have won Super Bowls?
Mahomes.
Brady. Stafford.
Stafford has one. Yeah.
And Foles.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it, when you look at the small pool of quarterbacks who have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was
one
going.
Of them's already gone.
Yeah.
Retired. Folk, he's gone, basically.
Yeah.
What's interesting is, you know, in a lot of ways you could have said, okay, Goff's a product of McVay's system. Because you look, Stafford came in, played well, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But Goff, to me, has played better for Detroit than Stafford did at the end.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, that trade really ended up being a win-win for both teams.
It did, because Detroit was able, listen, with the first round picks they got Hutchinson and they got Penei Sewell, two cornerstones of that team they got with that
the
trade.
The Rams got a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Lions got
a future.
The draft picks.
Yeah,
and they got a future and their quarterback for a long term.
Yeah.
I mean,
agree. I just found it immensely interesting to see that.
The biggest shocker of that list you gave me, Burrow and Goff, I have no problem with being at the top of that.
You have a problem with Herbert?
I have a massive problem with Herbert. Why? What has he done?
Whoa, hold on.
But I'm just saying, what has he accomplished?
That was the whole point of my point. None of them have a Super Bowl. What do you consider you've done enough to earn $50 million
a year? You got to get there. I mean, you got to have some success, some numbers.
But who is Herbert having as a coach?
Well, I mean,
he's about to get what we think is a pretty good coach, right? I mean, this is his chance. I'll agree with you if after this
Peyton
year.
Did Manning ever have an elite coach outside of Tony Dungy? But outside of Tony Dungy,
this is what you drive me crazy. Let me tell you why you drive me crazy. You're trying to remove things that you can't remove.
Okay,
Tony Dungy was there.
You're right.
You know, and Peyton, who did Peyton have in Denver?
John Fox.
All right. So that one you win. Okay.
Gary Kubiak.
Okay. That you win. But. They also had a defense.
Well, they
incredible
did.
Defense.
Yeah. Listen, all I'm saying is you got to at least win something, win a playoff game, do something. And Herbert, to me, it's like.
Well, maybe this is his year.
That's the only one that surprises me because who was the fourth on that list?
It's Lamar Jackson. $52 million.
Two MVPs. He's been to an AFC championship game. Jalen Hurts has went to a Super Bowl.
Do you look at Lamar and go, we've gotten our money's worth? It's hard to quantify this because you can look at this from, if I say, Phil, you're the owner versus Elijah, you're the fan.
Okay.
So let's just use Lamar. Phil, as the owner, have you gotten your money's worth out of Lamar so far?
I would say not yet.
Okay. As a fan of the Ravens, make believe you're a Ravens fan, Elijah, have you gotten your money's worth out of Lamar? You're not paying that contract, but as a fan.
That's a tough one. That's very tough for me because on one hand, he's wins 70-80% of his games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is something to say. Now, you can say he doesn't have the playoff success yet, but yet they were in the AFC Championship game and lost to the Super Bowl champ.
But I feel that there's a difference between being in it as a toss-up team and being in it as a team that they were supposed to win a few times these last few years. One against the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, where they were the dominant team in the end of the season going in and the odds-on favorite, and they just crumbled. So I think Phil's point is correct. As an owner, I think I'd be, I don't know if I have my money's worth yet because I want a ring and I want that championship. Maybe as a fan, I think you can say we've gotten our money's worth because, like you said, he's MVP. He's a big star in the league. We are in the playoffs all the time.
Well, when you look at it from a fan perspective, you've gotten your money's worth out of him because you know what he has brought you as a fan? Hope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas, say he doesn't sign that contract, they move him.
No.
What is your team this past season?
Yeah, who knows?
Right. Yeah,
you know, whereas when he's there, regardless of what his playoff record is, he's getting you to the playoffs and you're having that chance.
And you're winning a lot
from
of games.
From an owner, you don't want chance. You want
the wins, right? Ask Jerry Jones, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's a tough one. To me, Lamar Jackson, though, there's a lot of hardware that goes with him in that contract. To win MVP unanimously is an accomplishment. It hasn't happened
He's had
much.
Some fantastic seasons. They're unbelievable. But, I mean, the list is, again, this is a money list versus what you're doing on the field. So you can really pick at a lot of this.
Now,
Jalen Hurts is $51 million. He was in the Super Bowl. They actually should have won that Super Bowl, probably. He was
He played great.
And then last year, so now you start getting a little worried if you're the owner.
Yeah.
$51 million. Yeah, I hope that wasn't it.
Yeah.
You know? So now we can all agree to Sean Watson. That was just an absolute atrocity to do that.
And the other guy,
Kyler Murray at 46.
Those two are atrocities. Yeah.
They are. So, but I just found it very interesting now that you brought up the Jared Goff. But I agree with you both. I think Jared Goff, he is the Lions right now. And the Lions are better than they've ever been in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And so how can you complain, right? He's got this team as an odds-on favorite right now to be in the playoffs and probably have a chance to get there again at the Super Bowl if they can. So
I'll say this. His playoff run was pretty good.
It was really good.
I mean, he didn't play bad. You can't say they lost that NFC Championship game because of him.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So some more business side of sports to get to. And actually, Kenny, we were talking about this before we got here about TV deals. So one of my headlines was a TV deal, but it's not the one we were talking about.
Wow.
So on Monday, Major League Baseball announced a new deal with Roku Company to stream a game for free every Sunday. The streaming company is branding the weekly game as the Sunday leadoff, and most of the games will be the first game of the day. So news of the multi-year deal comes on the heels of Diamond Sports Group, parent company of the regional Bally Sports Networks, no longer available on Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the teams that had these deals with Bally are scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to get fans to watch their games. The thing I love about this is Roku's a streaming app, but it's also a streaming device.
Yes.
And so I love the fact that this is going to be it's a free thing.
Yeah, as long as you have Roku access.
Or if you've downloaded the Roku app, you're going to have the game. I love this.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like it too, actually.
Because to me, the more you can get baseball in front of the fan, where the fan's not having to dig, I've got to pay for this subscription, I got to get this subscription. The more places you can have it where it's just right there in front of the fan is better.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I have a couple of televisions that are just Roku televisions. So for me, that's great. I mean, be able to turn it on and go, hey, here's the game to watch today. I think that's nice. I mean, I have no problem with that. And it's, I don't know, products versus other products. Roku's pretty good. I'll give them credit.
Yeah.
They do offer a lot of stuff free in their little deal that you're getting.
Roku has really kind of, they're the company that was really out there for
the consumer,
the streaming services.
Hmm.
Like, you're one place to have all of them together.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's a good deal. It's good for both parties, actually. So
now, on the other side of the coin.
Yeah, let's flip the coin.
We talked about this earlier today. So the NFL today announced that they signed a deal with Netflix that for the next three seasons, the Christmas Day games will be exclusive on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's terrible.
It's a dumb idea.
Yeah. So you would now need, if, you know, again, this just happened, but you would now need to watch every NFL game. Prime Video, right? Peacock, Netflix, and then something to get your out-of-market regionals, maybe the NFL Sunday Ticket. This is absolutely nuts. I mean, how are you supposed to keep up with this?
Yeah. I think it's terrible.
I mean, the Sunday Ticket thing, that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So we're used to that. That if you want to get the out-of-market games, you're going to pay. Fine. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think the cost of the Sunday ticket is
ridiculous.
Yes. But it's like now you're dividing your product up so far. You know, a lot of people have cut the cable cord.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have gone to, they have one streaming service, and they might have an antenna.
Right.
So they've got their local channels. Mm-hmm. To me, not making sure you have a deal in place with NFL, you know, with Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, that you have the majority of games on one of those networks.
Yeah.
You want to also have it on Netflix? Fine. Go for it.
But exclusive.
But having these exclusive ones, to me, you're overblowing what your product is worth to people.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Now, I've got Netflix, so if I want to watch the game, I'll watch the game.
Right.
If I did not have Netflix, I'm not going to subscribe just to watch two NFL games.
No. And we left out
spend a dime.
We left
for that.
Out ESPN Plus, who has some exclusive rights this year coming up for games for other nights.
Yeah.
I agree with Phil. I don't have Netflix right now. I'm not getting it to watch the NFL. I think that's an absolute joke. I think it's a joke they're playing on Christmas Day. But then to add injury to insult, to tell me that if it's on, I can't even put it on in the background or throw it on later in the day because you put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. But again, this is the NFL. They're the most powerful league. I mean, when their draft night gets ratings, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're able to do. Yeah. They're able to do anything. And until people stop watching,
Some point one of these moves
is going to hurt.
Is going to blow up in their face.
You'd think that. But yet, I think what's making it so easy for the NFL is the outside of the NHL, the unpopularity of baseball and basketball is what's made the NFL so powerful. I mean, it's like,
well, they're able to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what you put up against them. You know, you can put up the Jags against the Titans for crying out loud on one night, and it'll beat the NBA. It'll beat the MLB. It'll beat the hockey. It'll beat everybody. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, they're pushing the envelope. I'll say that.
Yeah,
I already had Netflix, so it's no big deal to me.
Right.
But I could see your perspective. Yeah. Somebody doesn't have it. It's not, like, well, forget it.
For, no, thank you.
Well, the thing is, so, you know, the last few years, you get a lot of people who politically, they'll say, I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah, and then they do.
You are. Yeah,
and they do.
You're
exactly.
Watching.
They watch.
Yeah. You're watching because the numbers don't lie.
That's
exactly.
Right.
But like I said, you'd think at some point, one of these moves
would hurt them.
Is going to blow up in their face. Not going to hurt them per se because they've got billions.
It won't be as lucrative for them down the line. Okay. I get you.
All right.
Other headlines, speaking of not lucrative, quickly before the break. So guess who's the team for Hard Knocks this year?
The Giants.
The New York Football Giants. Talk about a chance of hurting your product. Who is watching that? I can't even name a Giant at this point other than neighbors who
just got drafted. Wait a minute. What about your adopted son?
And Danny Dimes, yes. But, I mean, Saquon's gone. I mean, this team.
What about Thibodeau?
Yeah, okay. He's fine.
You really like
Thibodeau. And then Dable's still there. Is this at all interest you in any way, this team?
No.
Me neither.
I can't say I have any interest in watching it.
You want to tell me the team they should have picked for this?
Yeah.
Houston, Texans. Team on the rise.
It's much more interesting.
Team on the rise, young coach, young players.
Now, there's so many parameters as to who they can pick and all this stuff, so I don't get into all that, but the Giants are the ones that ended up with it, and I just find that to be as dull a team to pick going into a season, then I mean, there's almost probably not many other teams I would not want to watch in-depth coverage on than the Giants.
Yeah.
Arizona Cardinals.
Even then, they have some.
Yeah, they
like,
got
what's
Kyler
going on
Murray.
With Kyler Murray? What's going on, you know, here? I mean, there is nothing interesting about this team.
No. You're really actually kind of right.
I mean, is there anyone on this team other than, like you said, Danny Dimes and how he's going to do it? But is he really that interesting?
He's not interesting.
No, that's
at
what
all,
I mean.
Actually.
Is he?
He's not that interesting.
Denver? Maybe Denver?
No, that would be interesting because Peyton's a bit of a hothead, and now you've got Bo Nix, and how is it going to work? I'm not sure there's a team that this would be a worse pick for Hard Knocks, to spend hours watching this team get ready for the
season.
Maybe
it's the best thing that could happen to the Giants. Maybe something could come out of this that will spark our interest and get us interested in this.
Possibly. I'll give you a team that I think would be right up there with the least amount of interest. Mm-hmm. The Washington Commanders.
No, look at all the they
but
got
they
the rookie
did
quarterback.
Draft the quarterback,
new
so maybe.
Coach. Yeah. I mean, new ownership. There's a little bit more interesting stuff about that.
If they didn't get Jaden Daniels, I agree, but they got Daniels, so we'll see what that kid could do. But my gosh.
It's also new ownership. There's a lot of new faces in that organization. It could be interesting.
Maybe Carolina would be bad.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that. That's a good one.
You know, you think that's about that. One. Although it's a train wreck.
He's got
so
that crazy,
owner,
so that may actually.
So sometime you might want to see the train wreck. But
I would say the Pittsburgh Steelers would be a dull one.
No, you've got, oh my gosh, you've got Russell Wilson. You've got Justin Fields. You got Tomlin. I mean, come
on. That's a good one. That's
you got J.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
The Giants is the worst thing they got.
Yeah, I can't really.
The more
you're thinking about, and then you also got bland ownership.
That's exactly right. The Maras are not, you know, the,
so
the Jerry Jones.
Script.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's a good one.
We'll see what happens. No. All right. So Triple Play Sports. We went through our leadoff double and our headlines and playoffs. As Jim Moore used to say.
Still rolling strong, and definitely been a few surprises just in the last week.
Yeah.
Teams we thought might be done are
back in it. Teams we thought had no chance of doing anything are actually in the thick of these games, and it's quite a shock, actually.
All right. Phil, what league are we going to kick this off with?
Well, I'll go ahead and start with the NHL. So in the East, you have the Panthers with a 3-2 lead over the Bruins, and the Rangers clinging to that 3-2 lead over the Hurricanes.
They're coming on strong.
In the West, you have Dallas leading the Avs 3-1 and series tied 2-2 with the Canucks and Oilers.
Honestly, the West is a complete shock to me. I mean,
I agree with that.
In complete shock about this. Listen, I'm the Avs coming out and winning like they did and then just getting steamrolled in every game. None of these games are close.
Yeah, 4-1 and 5-1 the last two games.
Both at home, too. Just a complete shock to me. Talk about bad goalie play and great goalie play on the other side. This series is a shock to me. I thought the Avs would cruise through Dallas. I mean, Phil was the one who didn't think so. He thought...
Yeah, I had Dallas as one of my final teams.
Man, I thought the Avs would just... I'm not saying really Cruz is too strong, but I thought the Avs would win, would either be tied or had they'd have the 3-1 lead. I'm in complete shock by this one.
I agree. If I told both of you last week, even though Phil had Dallas, I get that, that I'll give you Dallas and Vancouver, and you know, or rather, I give you the Avs and the Oilers, and I'll take Dallas and Vancouver, and Dallas and Vancouver are up 5-3 in games when you combine them. I'm shocked by that. How is Edmonton and Colorado? I mean, now granted, Edmonton is tied in that series, but they came back to tie the series.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by both of these series, especially Dallas. I've obviously completely underrated that team. I should have thought further into it because Ottinger's there and he has had great success.
Lights out.
And he's doing it again.
Yeah. And but, on the flip side of that, Artur Shelov is having one of the best playoff goalie runs I have seen.
Yeah.
Listen, I said the series would be interesting. As Kenny called me out for, that was me wishful thinking.
It was.
Really, it was. I mean, I'll be honest. I was wishful thinking. I wanted it. And well, I guess I spoke it into existence.
You sure did.
Because Artur Shelov's Edmonton is out shooting.
Yeah.
Vancouver, what, 2 or 3 to 1 in this series? It's crazy how much they're out shooting, and yet Vancouver is either in these games or they're winning these games, which
who'd have thought a Dallas-Vancouver conference final possible here? I mean, out of all of it, I would not have come up with that one.
That would be a boring matchup. You talk about just, what, 1-1 games, 2-1?
Well, maybe so. on the east side of things, you know, these series have been
back
unpredictable.
And forth.
Yeah, back and forth, unpredictable. When you think you've got a handle on, okay, I see where this is heading, you're wrong. The Rangers come out, now they'd won 7 in a row when you had the 4-0 beatdown of the Capitals.
Yeah, this series was going to be over in 4, maybe 5 games.
3-0, and here come the Rangers, and now all of a sudden, the Rangers can't get out of their own way, and here come the Canes. In the other series, I would have bet dollars to donuts that after Florida beat Boston to go up 3-1 in a 5-1 beatdown, and Florida going home to close it out, yeah, Boston's going to lay down here. No.
Yeah.
They answer the bell. And I mean, this has been
a
very, very hard, tough battles in the East. I'm not sure if I could tell you today, out of the 4 of them, who I think would be the last one standing. That's how close I think it is right now. Because of the way the Canes have come back, because of the way Boston has responded, I wouldn't be shocked if you told me, oh, the Canes are going to go to the Stanley Cup, or the Bruins, or the Panthers, or the Rangers. And none of them would surprise me.
Yeah, none of them would really surprise me. I'm leaning, right now, I'm kind of leaning Florida, just because I think of the 4, they seem to be the most physical. Like, they actually wear on you physically. And they want to get in these physical slugfests. And they're big. And I feel like they can just... they're like one of those heavyweight fighters that just almost leans on you, and then, bam, hits you.
Boston hit them, and that's the thing that's very odd here. Boston answered the bell.
I'm kind of shocked by that. I thought Boston was done.
And other than if you want to say the Vancouver and Edmonton goalies, Otto, Igor, and Bobo. Well, there you go. What do you have in common in the NHL when you get to the playoffs? You got 3 guys that are playing lights out goaltending for your teams. Now, the Canes solved Igor and got 4 past him for the first time in, I think, 38 games.
And then did it again.
Yeah. But that point being, you know, you need one of these guys in the NHL in these playoff runs.
Well, I was shocked that night. I was watching, you know, kind of flipping through things, but, you know, watched a little bit of that. All of a sudden, it was 1-1 game. All of a sudden, Carolina scores again. Like, what has happened?
And you look up and it's 4-1 Carolina. And you go, just happened here?
I thought I was watching this game. We were texting back and forth, you and me, Kenny, on this one.
Don't tell people that I text you, please. I don't want to, outside of here, I don't want people knowing.
Kenny, I literally sat back and thought the Canes are going to do this again. They're going to go into overtime and lose. And then all of a sudden they won.
And they win.
And I was like, holy cow. The Canes, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the Rangers here. Was it a mental thing? Like, are they, were they the guy who got, you know, like in Rocky when Drago bleeds and it's like, well, he's rocked?
Wouldn't it be something? Obviously, the only way the Canes win this is they have to win four in a row. Well, wouldn't it be something to see the Rangers come out and win seven straight games and then get ousted by four in a row? I mean, that would be crazy. Outrageous.
That would be outrageous. But
that would be like a mega team.
Don't, here we go. See, I shouldn't have
blowing a 3-0 lead in the playoffs. How often does that happen?
I love it.
Especially in New York.
In New York. That's right.
You know, I walked right into that.
Yeah, you did. I did. Phil, thank you so much.
I set Phil up. That was an extra point for Phil. I just set it up.
As he wears
it.
As I'm wearing my Yankee jersey, too. I would just remind you.
Whose jersey is that, by the way?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Come on. Was he on that team?
Yes, he was. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. I think we can all agree, though, the NHL playoffs have been phenomenal.
Yes.
For teams, like I said, you're not seeing a team, other than the Rangers, it felt like all of a sudden was dominating, and now a little kick in the face, and so, here we go. So we've got a real mishmash of teams here that could win it.
Yeah, the team that just is weird to me is Carolina, because I feel like what's holding them back sometimes is a real offensive superstar. Like, they seem to be always defensively in it.
But they're a defensive team, and they're an aggressive defensive team, and that's what wins for them.
You're right, but I feel like they could benefit so much from having somebody that can take the game over offensively.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's been a great playoffs. All right, over to the NBA, Phil. You want to run down what we're at?
Well, let me switch over to the NBA here. Weren't quite ready to change gears.
I got you.
Well...
Okay. And so in the Eastern Conference, you have the Celtics and the Cavs still going at it. You have the Pacers leading 3-2 over the Knicks.
No, Knicks are up. Knicks are up 3-2.
That's right. Yeah. It was Indiana is -4.5 for tonight's for the next game.
That's right. So New York 3-2 over Indy.
Yep.
Denver 3-2 in games over Minnesota.
What a shock that is.
We'll get into OKC 2-2 with Dallas.
Yep.
Hey, how about Dallas this year, right? You got a hockey team and your basketball team in the
semis. Oh, I know where this
semis.
Is going. Oh, really?
And Boston, by the way. Boston 3-1 up, and they have their hockey and their basketball team.
Don't remind
both
me.
In.
Don't remind me. I don't like Boston.
Easy start here. Let's just say OKC Dallas. Great series so far, right? Battling back and forth. Luka struggling at times and then playing great at times, right? And then here we go. We're 2-2.
The real story of that series to me is Shaiir Gilgeous-Alexander. Really, where did this guy come from, really? I mean, before this year, this guy was not even really... I mean, he was a good player.
He was a good player.
But he is just playing phenomenal. And he's got this young team and these guys really rally around him. Now, on the Dallas side, The shocker to me is the hot and coldness of Kyrie and Luka in this series, because they can go really hot.
That's right.
And then go really, really cold. And when they're cold, they're like iceberg cold.
Yes.
I mean, the other night, Kyrie Irving went 4 of 11 for 9 points.
It was
and
horrible.
I'm going, that's just terrifying.
So that series is really a flip of a coin. On the other side of that, Boston dominating Cleveland 3-1. Looks like they're going to probably close that.
Well,
thing
probably.
Out.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell's hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind
so,
of was the...
So their path to the conference finals looks pretty clear. Now, who they play? Well, if you go by,
know.
You can go by today. It looks like maybe the Knicks. Now, last night, they won by almost 30.
Yeah.
And they're guaranteed at minimum a seventh game in the Garden. I like the Knicks' chances here.
I do, too, for the simple fact.
Jalen Brunson's been outrageous. He put up another 40-plus game last night, and they look really good. With no sense getting into anything past that. They're going to play Boston, who's probably, you know, outside of Denver, the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. Speaking of
Denver.
So Minnesota, last time we got together, they're up 2-0, and boy, oh boy, did they look
they
good
look
doing
completely
it.
In control.
In Denver,
yeah,
they blew them out.
Twice.
And I think everybody, myself included, went, wait a minute. Is it over? Was it that quick for Denver? Oh, what happened here? And oh my, did they answer?
They answered big time.
3 in a row. Uh-huh. None of these have been close.
No.
And last night,
Nikola Jokic.
There's nothing I can say about what he did last night. Is it now over for Minnesota? I think it is.
I think it's absolutely over. I think, to their credit, they came out and they hit the champ
hard. They did.
They took some swings.
Which might be the worst thing they could have done.
And then the champ took it like, you know, like a rope-a-dope, and then came out swinging in the next three games. And Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, it's like they almost needed to get punched to wake up or something. Nikola Jokic, I think the real story to me is you had the defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert.
Didn't matter.
Getting abused.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
I mean, he looks horrible. Yeah. He just looks horrible going up against Nikola Jokic. It's kind of...
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't right now?
The closest I saw to somebody actually giving Nikola Jokic fits was Anthony Davis one-on-one, and it didn't matter. I mean, Nikola Jokic is going to get his points. I mean, it's crazy.
Phil, what'd you think of that? I mean, 2-0. I mean, did you feel like me where I went, well, here comes the T-Wolves and Anthony Edwards, who
is still playing very good.
Who's he's great. Playing great, and, but he's the last two games he's gotten no, or not two, but the last three games he's gotten
no help,
no support.
But he's like a rising star out of this, and all of a sudden, and then you go, I mean, did I completely underestimate Denver here?
I think we all
answering the bell, at least.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when you see a team just take it at home like that, you really don't expect them to rebound like they did. And, you know, it's like, how do you stop Jokic? I mean, how do you stop him?
I don't know really how. I mean, to me, I think the biggest, I thought they'd win game three. I thought that. And I thought, oh boy, here comes the champ. He's not going to go down lightly. But to watch them dominate the next two games makes me almost question a little bit more about Minnesota. Like, they got hit back and they didn't know how to respond.
Now I will say Anthony Edwards, he seems to be a new rising face in this
league. Absolutely.
I got to tell you, there are certain times where we get, oh, this is a rising guy, and, you know, I'll go, oh, come on, really? I like this kid.
I do, too.
Let me tell you why I like him. He was interviewed after the last game with Joker. And like Michael Jordan, he sat there, and his answers to the questions about what went wrong in this game and how do you do it was surprisingly honest. He said, that guy's the MVP. I don't know anyone that could have stopped him tonight. He is phenomenal. He was great. And I don't even know what to tell you guys. Like, he's that good sometimes. Well, why do I say I like that? I like that because Michael did that. So Michael came into the league and he had to face the Pistons and he had to face the Celtics. And in the first early years, Michael, you know, he couldn't get it done against those teams. Those were great teams.
Yeah.
But Michael, after those games, would always say things like, hey, on the other side of that court is Larry Bird. On the other side of that court is Isaiah
Thomas,
Thomas and Bill Laimbeer and Robert Parrish. He respected the greatness that he played against.
Yeah.
And I don't see that a lot today in these young guys. I felt like I saw that with Anthony Edwards. I felt like he's seems to be one of those kids that goes, I want to be great and I'm going to dominate in this league, but I respect other great players.
And what I also
like
pretty
about refreshing.
This, what I also like about this kid, I mean, gosh, it's shocking me calling this guy a kid, but I like the fact that all these talking heads and media analysts were going, oh, this is the next Michael Jordan. This is the next this. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Don't compare me to him. That's the greatest of all time. You know, I'm me.
Yes.
Don't compare me. I like that.
I do too.
It's a self-awareness.
Yes.
It's not.
Agreed.
And I like it. I like it a lot.
Looks like a good kid. I mean, like I said, it's refreshing to me because I've seen this prior with guys like Ja Morant, and this kid's going to be the next this and that. And they don't even know how to handle themselves. This kid seems to know how to handle himself. In a loss,
yeah,
seems to know how to handle himself. And I kind of like that. So, I don't know. Just a little bit refreshing nowadays to see someone who respects the other team and says, hey, they're a great team too, and we're going to do our best. And that's fine.
Absolutely.
Dudes and duds. Elijah, what do you say? You want to start out? What do you want to do?
Well, let's start with the dudes.
Give me
first,
a dude from
and I already mentioned him earlier, but Arthur Shelovs. I mean, this dude has been.
It's been great.
I'm in shock by this. I mean, he's getting shot on twice to almost three times as much as the opposing goalie, yet they're winning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a shock to me, and he's a rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's baffling to me. This rookie gets thrown into the playoffs, and he's outplaying some of the veteran goalies in the league. It's quite impressive.
Okay. Dude, for me, was an easy one this week, and it's Joker. This stat line, he had 40 points last night of 15 of 22 shooting. So this isn't a guy that heaved up 38 shots to get his 40 points. 40 points, 13 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block, and oh, by the way, no turnovers, 0.
Whew.
second player in, I think, 30 years to have 40 points and no turnovers. The other one? Anyone?
Jordan? Michael Jordan?
No. Chris Paul.
Oh.
Never would have guessed that, but he did.
Yeah.
So, Joker, I don't even know what to say on how you stop that number. That's absolutely ridiculous. Again, no turnovers. And, oh, by the way, he passed the ball 98 times during the game.
Do you, and
no
if you watch him pass,
turnovers.
Watching him pass is a thing of beauty. Yeah. Like, it's like he just effortlessly.
But my point being, no turnovers for a guy that, you know, has 15, 20 passes in the game is impressive. 98 passes. He had no turnovers in the game. This guy is otherworldly right now.
Yeah, he is.
So he's my dude. Easy dude.
All right. Well, for my dude, Kenny, cover your ears. I don't want you to get a big head.
Oh, it's got to be a Yankee, maybe.
I'm going to be giving it to Yankees closer Clay Holmes. He's made 17 appearances so far this season. No runs, 21 strikeouts, has only walked 3 batters and given up 15 hits.
Not bad.
He's won one game, made 12 saves in 17 appearances. His walks and hits per inning pitched 1.04.
All right.
So he's basically allowing one base runner any inning that he pitches.
That's it. Okay. Very Mariano-like.
So, he's having a good season.
That's blasphemous. Yes, how dare you?
Got to do it in the playoffs.
I tell you, as much changeover as the Yankees had in their bullpen.
Yes.
They are getting it done.
They are doing it well. All right. Any honorable mentions for our dudes?
Well, you took my honorable mention, Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you say about this guy? It's like him winning the MVP, like, ignited this guy. Like, the minute it was like...
Next
minute he got the award,
all of a sudden it's like... Yeah, he was like, let me show you why.
Exactly.
Wyatt Johnson for the Dallas Stars, for me... He's a really good player, but he just seems to have... He's got 3 goals and assist against the Avs, and it's not that they're 3 goals and assists. It's, boy, he gets them at the times that the Stars
need. Well, the shorthanded
one
he got the other night
that just changed the game. He always seems to be in the right place, so he was an honorable for me. Any honorables, Phil?
As much as I hate to give this one, Padres pitcher Dylan Cease, 12 strikeouts, giving up just one hit in the 3-1 win Padres had over the Cubs last week.
Ooh. Okay, there you go.
I hate to see it against the Cubs, but hey, I mean, that's a good performance right there.
All right, duds.
Now, this is a no-brainer. Stuart Skinner, this guy, he got shot on 15 times in his last start and allowed 4 goals, and by the way, was benched.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the first series, they were up 4-2, and they allowed 3 goals just like that. And I'm going, man, this guy as a goalie, and by the way, he's no longer going to be the starting goalie moving forward. That tells you how much of a dud he was in those 2 performances. And by the way, he was shot on about a third of the time as the guy playing across the ice from him.
Okay. Mine, I gave it to Joker. I have to give it to Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, for his game last night. They had to win that game. I think everybody knows they had to win. After dropping 2, he had 18 points, 5 of 15 shooting, 4 turnovers. So you talk about one side with Joker answering and saying, I'm the MVP, this is what I'm going to do. And Edwards just really laid a bit of an egg in a really big game. Now, the game before, he had 44 points. But this is the game. This is the game that puts you down 3-2. You got to respond. He didn't.
That's a tough one for me, though. I mean, I get it, but like,
1 for 5 from 3.
I gotcha.
5 for 15 from the field, and 4 turnovers.
It's not that they didn't win. It's that poor shooting.
Yeah, it was just a bad night for him when the other guy is just lighting it up.
I understand. It's just hard for me to want to pile up.
So my dud, I got to give it to the Knicks starting 5, combining to just make 39 points. I mean, that's a good night for one player. That was an entire starting 5. 16 of 46 shooting, 35%.
This was
1 of 13 from 3.
Yes.
So they shot 8% from 3 points in their 121-89 loss to the Pacers.
By the way, that was a beatdown. That game wasn't... Listen, the 89 points was empty calorie numbers because that game was way out of hand.
Well,
I was almost
you figure
in
their
shock.
Bench got them 50 points.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But they responded.
any honorables for our duds this week?
Kyrie Irving for me, 9 points. And being a large part of the reason allowing Oklahoma City to steal that game in Dallas. Both Kyrie, Luka had some bad misses too. But, you know, if Luka's having an off night, you brought Kyrie Irving in for this.
Yeah,
like
for
if
that.
Luka's having a bad night, give it to Kyrie and let him, you know, drive you home. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of very disappointed with Kyrie Irving.
Kevin Goshen, Toronto Blue Jays starter Saturday night. This is a tough night. 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 walks, 3 innings versus the Minnesota Twins. I mean, that's a lot of guys running around the bases behind you in to get 9 outs. So I have to give it to him there.
Well, I'll go along that same pile, but I'm giving it to a pair of them. It's the Rangers bullpen on Monday. Coming in the 8th, tied 0-0. They gave up 7 runs on 7 hits and 4 walks over the final 2 innings for a 7-0 loss to the Guardians.
Oh, gosh. It's not good. That's a dud. All right. So there you go, dudes and duds for the past week. All right. Time to bet some farms and look back at the farms we may have lost or won.
And I have learned something. I have weaponized this bet the farm pick.
Okay.
Okay.
So just to catch up on where we're at, and this week will be our last picks because we'll be off. Well, we won't have a normal show. We'll have one next week, and then the next 2 weeks will be a little different.
Yes.
So this next one will be our last one for this segment, and then we'll start up another series of it after that. So I had the Twins weekend series win over the Blue Jays. They did that. Puts me at 8-1. You tried to do the reverse.
I did, and it worked.
You had the Oilers over Canucks.
And the Oilers.
Canucks won.
Exactly. Yep. So I've weaponized this now.
But you lost your farm.
But you lost your farm.
I don't care. It was worth losing the farm to see that happen. That was beautiful.
And Kenny had Oklahoma City over Dallas on Thursday.
Big good call.
Puts Kenny at 4-5. You're at 3-6, and I said I'm at 8-1. I'll just go ahead and throw mine out there. I'm going to go with the Braves weekend series over the Astros.
Okay.
I'm going with the Pacers over the Knicks on Friday. Let's see if this weaponization streak goes. I want the Knicks to play Boston, so I'm going to pick the Pacers.
Well, tough for me to do this, but I did ride it out, so I'm going to go with it. I did have the Celtics over the Cavs tonight, so they did start the game, and I am losing, but I did take the Celtics over the Cavs tonight. So,
gosh, if they lose to a Donovan Mitchell-less Cavs team, that is sad.
I agree. All right. All right. 3 up, 3 down. 3 teams that we feel are on the up. 3 teams that might be on the down. I'll give you mine quickly here. I've got on my upside, and we haven't mentioned this team, Philadelphia Phillies. Boy, they're playing really good baseball, and 8-2 in their last 10. So the Phillies are one of my ups. The Yankees 8-2 in their last 10. And then the Celtics now, not tonight withstanding, but the Celtics, the way they've played in these playoffs, pretty much really not had a series yet. So I'll give the Celtics my other up.
All right, my 3, the Denver Nuggets coming back from basically the edge of defeat. I mean, we thought they were done, and they came storming right back. Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, wow, being 2 up, and I actually favor them now. I think they've weathered the storm, and I think Kyrie and Luka, I don't know how healthy Luka is. I like Oklahoma City to go further beyond. And the Vancouver Canucks are on the up for me.
Yeah.
Mainly the finding of this goalie, Artur Shelovs. I mean, listen, if they have their goalie locked up for the next forever how long, and he's a rookie and he's playing like this, then they're going to be a...
Get ahead of ourselves.
I know, but it's I'm intrigued.
It's
I'm
a run,
intrigued.
Yeah. All right.
We've seen goalies, though, make a run in the playoffs, and then that's it. That's all you ever hear.
The goalie of the Canadiens a couple years ago had that massive run, and he's nowhere.
It happens.
All right, my 3 up, dude. The Phillies with 8-2 in the last 10, moved ahead of the Braves. The Stars taking that 3-1 series lead over the Avs, and the Celtics, which we'll see if that proves out tonight, but that's my 3 up.
All right, on the other side, the downs. I have the LA Angels. Okay, yeah, I mean, they're just
terrible.
They're just terrible.
They're
a
terrible
franchise. With Trout not being there, I don't know what you pay money to go see with this team any longer. 3-7 in their last 10. That's just a wreck of a team right now. The New York Rangers. Listen, you 7 in a row, and now all of a sudden,
chinks in the armor.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you start going, huh, what's going on? So the Rangers, they're sliding in the wrong direction. And the Minnesota Timberwolves up 2-0 and looking unstoppable. And my God, did they hit a wall.
Yeah.
And that wall was Joker.
All right, with me, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves, obviously. I mean, being up 2-0 and then being down 3-2 is a shock. The Colorado Avalanche, what the heck happened here? I mean, I thought this team was going to cruise, and boy, howdy, they hit a wall, and that wall is Otto. I mean, whoa. And my third is actually the LA Lakers, and the reason they're on this is because they're talking about trading up to draft Bronny to keep LeBron there, and I'm like, why? I mean, why? I don't understand this. I
so they're down for something that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but it's I understand that, and that's a good point. But I'm just, I don't know. The thought of it is just baffling to me. I mean, I don't, I'm not.
They're the Lakers. They're LeBron. I mean, it's always something.
That's my problem. I'm like, be about winning game championship. And by the way, I don't know. The Lakers are a shock to me. I don't know what's going on.
So my three down, the Cincinnati Reds, 1-9 in their last 10.
Yikes.
They've dropped down to being a tie with St. Louis for last place in the division. The Timberwolves as well, and the Avs.
The Avs, very surprising. Now, tonight they play in a few moments.
We may have jinxed
and
them.
They're in Dallas, but if you go by the way these playoffs have gone, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The series seems like it should be over. But I should sit here and say Dallas will wrap this up tonight. I have no idea. So we'll see what happens.
Very unpredictable playoff series.
All right.
Well, let's see. How about this, guys? How about some fill in the blank? It's been a little while.
All right.
So let's fill in the blank. All right. So the NFL released the schedules about 1 minute ago, by the way. We'll get into the Titans schedule in a little bit. But before that, I found this very interesting. The international games this year, there are 4 international games. The best of the international games will be blank. So I'll give you the games. The first one is Green Bay and Philly in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The next one, the Jets, the Vikings in London. The next, the Jags and the Bears in London. And the final game is the Pats and the Jags in London. Out of the 4 games, pick the, or rather fill in the blank, the best of those 4 games will be?
Jags and the Bears. I feel like the Jags always come to play, and I think the Bears are going to be a fun team to watch.
Well, they will be that, I think.
So I think it'll be a fun game to watch, and for that, from that perspective, I think that will be the best game to watch. I think Green Bay and Philly and I think the location, I don't think a lot of those players are going to be used to playing in that kind of altitude. And I think it's going to possibly take away from the quality of that game because sometimes one team just falls completely off. They can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jags and Pats is going to be a horrible game to watch. I think that's
terrible. What about Jets and Vikings?
Is not just going to stay healthy the whole
year? Well, we don't know that.
We don't know that. I don't know. I'm
going to say the best one is actually Green Bay and Philly. And the only reason is... they're two great teams, it appears, at the moment. Two very good teams. And secondly, I'm really interested to see how Philly responds with no Kelce. That's a big loss for them. I want to see what that team is kind of like. AJ with the big contract. I mean, how does this all work out?
And how are the Packers going to...
And the Packers, is Jordan Love for real? Was it the Jordan Love in the last 8 games? Was it Jordan Love in the first 5 games? So I think that game is, to me, the most interesting. Phil, if you had to pick one...
I think the Packers-Eagles probably is the best one. Because those are two teams that you kind of expect to... really be competing for their division, whereas the Jets, who knows?
Yeah, you know, that's where I'm at with that team.
The Vikings,
who knows?
Who knows? Because you got McCarthy, possibly being the starter.
True.
Bears and Jags. Okay, Bears. I don't know where they'll be by that point. You know, we know Caleb Williams is going to be the starter. He's already been announced as that. But you know, how far along is he going to be by that point?
True.
And the Jags and Patriots.
That's going to be
That's going to be a horrible game to watch.
All right. In that same vein, with the new schedule coming out, fill in the blank, Elijah. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets opening the season on Monday Night Football at San Francisco is blank.
Hilarious.
Last year
he opened
Monday Night Football.
Here, let me give mine here real quick.
Go ahead.
Tempting fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be in San Fran, though.
It's in San Fran.
So he's on grass.
He's on grass.
But if that offensive line plays like it is, he's going to be on something else.
So Phil says it's tempting fate. Elijah, fill in the blank. That opening night, Monday nighter, is blank.
Not a good opener for the Jets. I don't think.
All right, well, you're going into the teams and all that. I'm going to just say this. I think it's horrible for Jet fans. What a way to have them think about last year and what happened to Rodgers. I think this is a disaster for Jet fans.
I think it is too.
I mean, this you couldn't have had a. They wanted to have a nondescript game. Rodgers goes out there, you know, throws two touchdowns against, say, you know, the Cardinals, and they go, okay, we're okay.
And you're playing a team that's owned him over the years.
He has, and you're doing, and you're like Phil said, you're tempting this Monday night thing again, and the whole world watching,
and you're going to San Francisco. Yeah. I don't like this matchup for the Jets
at all. I don't
either.
By the way, there's only three teams that have six primetime games this year. Do you want to guess who those three teams are?
The 49ers.
That's one of them.
The Dallas Cowboys.
That's two of them.
The Jets.
And that's three of them.
That's sad.
That is three of them.
That is sad that the Jets have three primetime games.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
What have they done to earn three primetime games?
They haven't. They're the Jets.
Yeah.
All right. A fill in the blank. Phil. Now, this one you both can think about this. It's a non-sports. Elijah will love this. The most disappointed I was for a movie that I went to see. And so you're excited. The most disappointed you came away from a movie was blank.
Oh, this is a loaded question because I've got quite a few.
Well, I know, but give me something that stands out. I'll give you mine while you guys think mine. So this Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
That's a good one.
Now, I loved Indiana Jones, and I went to go see this. I don't know if we saw this in the theater or whatnot, but oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, it was a train wreck, and I was so disappointed in that. The other one I had was Ghostbusters 2. I loved Ghostbusters, and
I liked Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, I didn't like it. And then
I didn't see it in the theaters either.
And then another one I mentioned, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, there's a movie called Downsizing. And it was very good, and it started so good, and it was about like this great concept where people get shrunk down because the world is too popular and you can't afford stuff. And then it got so bad, so I'll give you those.
So, recency bias, there's one I saw last year called Hypnotics.
Okay.
And Caitlin and I
were so, you were very excited.
We were excited to go see this. We thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
And we were shocked. We were like, that was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was a horrible movie. Nothing, like, they gave you everything about it halfway through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what the heck? What was the point?
So that you were disappointed.
That one of them, you and I have both seen.
Yeah.
What and we that? Both saw this at the theaters. Yeah. It's called Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah, but I wasn't excited about that. Like I'm talking about movies you went into and you went, I am so excited for this. This means a lot to me. And you came away going, what? They wrecked it or they ruined it.
The Lone Ranger.
No, I had no hopes for that. Did you?
I did.
I never really.
See, now I felt Phil would probably hit me with a Star Wars maybe that he didn't like being excited for something. But
there actually is one.
So there you go. Which one disappointed you?
When they went and did the one that was about Han Solo and Chewbacca before.
Okay.
That was such a disappointment because it was, because I'll tell you, one of the things that made it disappointing is the young guy that played the younger Calrissian. I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. Glover.
Daniel Donald.
Looked perfect for that.
Okay.
But almost everything else about it was so disappointing from what it could have been, especially because there was the movie that came out a couple years before, Rogue One, which was kind of one of these supplemental stories.
That was pretty good.
Was excellent. It was a great movie.
Okay.
So the potential for this, it's going to expand the story. And it was like, it took longer to come out than it was supposed to. And it was just.
I gotcha.
It came out at an odd time, too. Didn't it come out over the summer or something? It was a very weird release.
I think it came out like in the fall or something. Like, it was not normal when you would normally put out a blockbuster movie.
I actually thought of one when we were talking about this. So I was a big fan of the Mockingjay series.
Like the, what was that?
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yeah, I was a big fan of the first three movies. And then the fourth movie came out. And I was very disappointed.
But you're at number four. By that time, I kind of.
Yeah, but it was a continuous story, which had a conclusion. Right. And I was very disappointed by it. It was one of the few films I actually wanted to walk out of. And I've never actually gotten to that point. So that was one.
My wife texted me. I give her credit. Blair Witch Project. So me and her went to see this. I got to tell you, honestly, we were very excited. This was so different. What is this about? Oh, my gosh. It's the live camera and whatnot. Oh, my God. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Oh,
it was bad. All the shaky bad. Cam.
Oh, I got nauseous watching that thing.
Yeah. I'll put another one out there.
Mm-hmm.
The third of the Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire.
That was bad.
Because the first one, the special effects were so amazing.
Yeah.
The second one, the special effects were really good. Mm-hmm. The third one, the special effects were horrible.
Yeah, right. It was bad.
It's like I had never seen a superhero movie get worse just simply based on the level of the effects. I mean,
Phil, that was just a bad movie all the way around. I mean,
it was a bad enough movie, but then you would think at least, okay, maybe the amazing special effects would help it, but no.
All right. So there you go. I knew Elijah would like that with the movies. All right, pick and choose, Elijah. Are you ready?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm ready.
So the Cowboys, Elijah, the Browns, or Tom Brady. Now the Cowboys open in Cleveland.
I don't like that opener.
Okay.
At all.
I think that's is it the Sunday nighter?
It's Fox.
It's Fox, that's right. Okay. No. So the Cowboys, the Browns, or Tom Brady. Why do I say that? Tom Brady will be the play-by-play announcer, the color announcer on that broadcast. Will have the most pressure that day.
I'm going to say Tom Brady.
Really?
I mean, Tom Brady is the highest paid commentator and has not commentated a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's higher paid than anybody.
Higher pressure than the Dallas Cowboys with all the hype.
Considering Tom Brady has called out the Cowboys already.
Who wouldn't?
Well, that's fair, but I'm just saying you're putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Calling out the team you're commentating for, saying it's going to be
all
hard
right.
for me
so
to call
So Tom
them
Brady
America's.
Has the most pressure
Absolutely.
On him on that opening Sunday.
Absolutely.
Phil, the Browns, the Cowboys, or Brady have the most pressure opening Sunday in that game?
I'm actually going to say Brady as well because you're going from one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. All of a sudden you're going to step into the booth. You're replacing someone who came in and was doing an amazing job.
Greg Olsen
was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
It's a week one game.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, the Browns, who cares?
It's week
one.
Yeah.
It's week one. You lose that game, you got 16 more.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas if you're Brady, you come out and you stink that first game, being a commentator on that first game, people are going to be like, why are they paying him so much?
And not only that, he's had a lot of hype going into this.
Sure,
so I'm just saying, like, if he falls flat, like you said, Dallas could come out, it happened a couple of years ago, and got blown out by Tampa Bay and then went on to go to the divisional round. It happens.
I'll go with you guys. I'll say Brady. It's close, though. I think the Cowboys have a lot of pressure. You can't lose opening game. You can't lose that game in Cleveland.
We do all the time.
Oof.
We lose opening game all the time.
How'd you feel losing that opener in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson throwing for like 400 yards? You'd want
to Okay, you're adding
die.
To this. If they lose because Myles Garrett has the game of his life, I'm okay.
Go ahead. Well, of course, because he's your buddy.
There you go.
Okay. Yes or no, Phil? This is odd. I can't believe I'm even asking this. Ryan Tannehill will start a game in the NFL this upcoming season.
Why don't you just say yay or nay?
Okay, yay or nay. Well, because it's pick or choose, but
yeah.
Yes or no?
I would say yes, he will.
He doesn't even have a team yet.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if a team who's got a quarterback whose backup they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not sure they're their backup. I wouldn't be surprised if him getting in there and getting into a game or two because of injury.
Okay.
I think it's only going to be because of injury.
Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes. I think it'll happen. Listen, last year there was a record of how many quarterbacks got injured. And I think it could happen again. It's a long season.
I could
definitely see if by week, 14, 15, a team trying to compete, the quarterback can't go, they could sign Ryan Tannehill and just say, hey.
I'd be late. And see.
Well, but I'm just saying, get one game in.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I think he's done. I think he retires at some point this season.
Oh.
I'm not sure with him any longer. I'm really not. If there was ever a guy that was affected by one game, was Ryan Tannehill affected by that three-interception game?
I got one for you. Jake Delhomme. It happened to Jake DeLome. Remember when he was with the Panthers and he was a great quarterback, and then all of a sudden,
great quarterback,
got to a Super Bowl.
Okay,
and he was a solid quarterback. Let me rephrase that. Yeah. And then he had that 4-interception game against Arizona.
Against
and
Arizona,
never the same.
And it was never the same again.
Never
after
the same
that night.
About the same.
I was in Carolina, by the way.
I'm actually kind of surprised that Tannehill.
I'm very surprised.
Signed
somewhere. That's why I'm leaning towards something's just not clicking here.
A lot of rookie quarterbacks out there. A lot of young quarterbacks.
Let's see. Pick and choose, Phil, the team you would pick, best bet to go from worst to first in their division in the NFL this upcoming season. So I'll help you out here with who that would be at least a choice of. And in our particular moment, that choice would be, Phil, in the AFC. The worst team in the East was the Patriots. The worst team in the North was the Bengals. The worst team in our division here was the Titans. And the Chargers in the West. In the NFC, it was the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Bears, and the Washington Commanders. Out of those eight teams, Phil, not saying they will, but which team would you, if you had to pick one, would be your best bet to go from worst to first?
For me, it'd be the Bengals, just because, they finished last, but they didn't have Burrow.
True, yeah.
Now, yes, I think that's, at least between them and the Ravens, it's a very competitive division.
Mm-hmm.
But Burrow's got so much talent that if he stays healthy, you would think they have at least a chance to be first place in that division.
Okay. Your best bet to go worst to first.
It's actually going to shock somebody, give him a little bit of an ego over here, but I think it's the Bears. The Bears have a very weak schedule.
So you don't think the Lions are winning that
division? Well, now hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Or that, Green Bay.
Well, I got to see what Jordan Love
there.
I think Chicago has a very weak schedule.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't shock me if they beat a lot of... Say they split with Green Bay and Detroit, because they did it last year. Remember, they split with those two teams.
Yeah.
And they just...
They didn't beat Green Bay.
That's right. I'm sorry.
I think they split with Minnesota. They might have split with Minnesota.
They split with Detroit. I remember that because Sweat had a game of his life against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So they can beat Detroit. And I'm just saying, if they win all the games they should,
then
split with those two teams,
right.
It's possible because that division's going to beat up on each other.
I agree with Phil. I think it's Cincinnati would be my best bet to go worst to first. On the other side of that coin, team you would feel more likely to go from first to worst in a division. Again, not saying it'll happen, but if you had to pick one of the eight, Dallas, Detroit, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, and the Buffalo Bills. If you had to pick one of you think it could happen team, who would you pick if you had to pick one?
Buffalo.
Buffalo? So you're saying that means they would finish behind Miami, New York, and New England to do that. I can't see the New England part.
I agree with you, but that's the only one I could feasibly see. I feel like the other ones, they're just too much better than the competition.
Really? Okay.
I mean, the Patriots, they always
You told me
play,
how that's going to be a disaster.
But they always play Buffalo tough.
Phil, if you had to pick one of those teams to go from first to worst, who would it be?
To me, this is a tough one. It's a toss-up between Tampa Bay.
I like that one.
And Buffalo. But I think either of them, I don't see first to worst. I see first to third.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to.
Just because I think New England is so bad, I don't see Buffalo falling below them.
Yeah, that was the caveat for me.
And the Panthers were so bad,
I don't see
anyone falling below them.
No,
but
I think
those two, I would have to say it's a toss-up between those. Buffalo, to me,
they're so Josh Allen dependent.
Yeah.
I mean,
and if something happens and he got injured,
they're gone.
They're done.
Yeah,
true.
They're a very heavy Josh
Allen.
I'm
going to go Tampa Bay, though, here. I just think that Baker had a really great season. It's very possible he can revert.
Panthers?
No. You're misunderstanding. I said, who's going to go from first to worst? I think that, yes, the Panthers, if they can put together something, the kid gets his second year, he's got a new coach again. Maybe, and you never know. But gosh, I've watched Baker go from the highs and the lows.
With the Browns.
It concerns me.
With
I know.
I,
I had to pick one. That's what I'm going with, Tampa Bay. The only other thought I even thought about, believe it or not, was Baltimore. And the only reason was because of the Cincy thing. I thought Cincy could easily win the division. Cleveland's, you know, good team. Pittsburgh, if Russell plays, great. Is it possible they can end up 9 and 8?
Yeah. The thing is, they could end up 9 and 8 and be last that's place. Right. Because and that division could be, I mean.
I thought about Baltimore too, but I just think Deshaun Watson is going to be cryptic for that Browns team.
But that Browns defense, if they played like they did
very
last
good
year.
Team.
Good point.
All right.
If the defense plays in Cleveland like they did last year,
dangerous.
Deshaun Watson only has to be
average.
I had one more question for you guys on the pick and choose. This was an interesting thought. I just wanted to see what you guys would do. If I gave you the choice of you can forget, starting tomorrow, you wake up, you forget all of your favorite movies, like you've never seen them, or you can forget all of your favorite books, like you've never read them, or all of your favorite TV shows, like you've never watched them. Which of those three would you choose to forget, hence you can now go back and enjoy them for the first time again?
It's going to be movies.
Okay.
Because I look at it like, you know, meeting Caitlin. You know, there's a lot of movies I've seen. Yeah. Absolutely. But there's a lot of movies I would have loved to have watched with her for the first time.
I'm not asking about her. You.
He's saying it about himself.
Yeah, with her. I'm watching it with her.
Is this because you can't read? You didn't pick books?
Actually, I've been reading a lot of books here lately. But
so movies for you. You get to go and relive.
Movies for me mainly because I'd want to relive all those
movies. I understand. Phil, out of those three, which would you pick to forget so that you can go back and read or watch any of those three things for the first time?
Man, I'd probably say books.
Okay.
Because there's a few of them that I absolutely love. And I've reread a couple times.
Yeah, so there you go. So you reread.
Whereas, to me, I can only think of a handful of movies that I'd be like, man, I would love to see this again for the very
and
first time.
And not know. Right.
I mean, there's a lot of movies I enjoyed, but like really about the only two movies I could say off the top of my head that I would love to like forget and see for the first time again would be the original Star Wars.
Right.
And the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Because there was something when Jurassic Park came out, just...
It was magical.
Yeah. I mean, the effects were something
it
unbelievable.
The music was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Great music, yeah.
So I'm going to pick TV shows, and the reason I'm going to pick that is because there's so many TV shows that I've watched the entire series, you know, of the show, all the seasons, and I just loved them. So to be able to go and forget all of that and go back and rewatch like as if I don't know anything, whether that be Seinfeld or The Office or whatever, I would love to do that. Also because I'm extending it. I'm getting so much out of it. I'm getting seasons out of it.
For me, a lot of those shows, like I can just rewatch it and that, you know.
You don't remember a lot of it because it's so much.
Well, it's the funny thing for me is like Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
So the times that I do watch a rerun of it, I'm like, man, I forgot all of those things were in that one episode.
Exactly, yes.
You know, it's like I remember all the jokes, but it's like, man, those were all in the same episode?
Yeah. All right, so there you go. I thought that was really interesting to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool, though, to be able to do it, to go back and relive something?
Movies.
Yeah, and for you, you'd love the movies to go do that.
Absolutely.
All right, time for some Which Is Worse and Why. Elijah, you ready for that?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. It took a while today to write, and when I did, I only came up with one sports one, and I have four, so I don't tell you where we're at tonight, so you're going to have some
It
laughs.
Tells me Kenny was drinking at lunch.
I wish I could. I can't even tell you that. So let's start with the sports one. Phil, which is worse and why? The T-Wolves falling after winning six in a row, so let's just say, let's look it forward as if they do lose to the Nuggets like we think, or the Rangers falling after winning seven in a row if they were to lose their series. Which would be worse and why?
I think the Rangers, mostly because the Timberwolves are going up against the reigning champs.
Fair.
So you would kind of expect, you would have expected some rebound of any team. You would expect that rebound to come from Denver. Whereas Carolina
is a bright.
You wouldn't have expected this.
No.
Like you would not have expected them to come back after being down 3-0.
No.
And pushing the series like they have.
Okay. Which would be worse, Elijah?
To me, it's no brainer. It's the Rangers.
Rangers,
I mean,
would be worse to blow this?
For everything Phil just said. I mean, here's the other thing. The Timberwolves are a young, on-the-rise team. The Rangers are not. This is a team that's superstars. Kind of at the end of their...
Not the end.
What do you mean, not the end?
They're superstars,
but
though.
I put
they are
them,
superstars.
But they're an experienced team.
They're an experienced team. For them to lose like this would be catastrophic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a young team like the Timberwolves. No. This is a team that's in its prime.
Yes.
To go out like this...
Would be rough.
Would be very rough for me.
All right. I'm adjusting our Triple Play Sports sign while we speak because it's falling. The budget for this show is not very high. I don't even have tape. All right, let's go. Which is worse than... For me, by the way, Rangers, I agree with you guys. I think T-Wolves would be devastating to a young team. But I mentioned Anthony Edwards. He's a rising star. I think they're back in... I think they're going to be around for a while
exactly.
With this kid. So I think they're all right. But I agree with you. The Rangers, 7 in a row. To lose 4 in a row would be... Oh, my gosh. I mean, that'd be one for the ages. All
absolutely.
Right. Which is worse than why? Elijah. Now, these are non-sports, so get
okay.
ready. Which is worse than why? Having to become a vegetarian for 1 year or being only able to eat meat only for 1 year?
That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
I'm going to say only eat meat.
Would be worse.
Would be worse for me, even though I eat a lot of meat. I love my...
You just don't think you could find enough in there,
no,
breakfast, lunch, dinner?
I love my bread.
Okay.
I love a lot of things
fair enough.
That go with the
so
meat.
You'd be giving up meat, all meat, for 1 year and be a vegetarian, or only have meat for everything you eat.
I'd give it up
worse
for 1 year.
Worse would be to only eat meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil, what would be worse for you?
Are we not counting health side
no health
of it?
And no health parts. Just,
okay.
Just to do it.
I think giving up meat for a year would be harder.
Really? So
as much as there's other things I love with like pasta and everything, but like I can't have pasta without
chicken,
some ground beef or some ground sausage.
Okay.
Or, you know.
So you would choose to what? Be a vegetarian?
No.
No, you would choose to eat only meat.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat for like lunch? Just a piece of chicken or cold cuts, I guess? Or
you can't have any
bread. You can't have anything
bread.
With it.
Yeah. Either way, just shoot me.
because here's the other thing. There is this thing in the Frozen,
yeah.
They have Morning Star, which uh-huh. is vegetables.
So you're saying you can make it feel like eating?
Yes.
I understand that. All yeah. right. You know what?
I would
Elijah,
have to try those, I guess.
Yeah. Elijah, that's a good point. I'll go with you. I'll say it'll be worse to only be able to eat meat, I guess, because just the idea of having to find ways to eat every day that don't involve anything else.
Yeah.
So I'll go with
just
that.
Be rough. I mean, you can't even have a protein shake. You got to throw
correct.
Got to factor
that's
that
right.
into because most
right.
of the time you could supplement a meal
yeah,
with that.
Yeah. I'll go with you guys on that one. That's either way, that would be difficult. I think yeah. I could do vegetarian for a year. Why not? All right. Like Elijah said, you could find some
plant
alternatives.
I'd have to
or
force
something.
Myself to like try those.
Well, and here's the other thing. You can get seasoning packets that give you like the meat
right,
flavor
to make you feel
stuff.
Like you're eating
make
something.
Make you feel like you're actually eating some meat.
All right. Phil, which is worse than why? Being only able to speak in a baby's voice for 1 month. So everything that comes out of your mouth is like baby Phil or everyone around you, Phil, and you incur in your life speaks in a baby voice for 1 month. So what would be worse?
You know, for the first day or two, it might be pretty funny for everyone else to be speaking like a baby.
It would be very annoying, wouldn't it, though?
But after, yeah, that would get very annoying very quick, but...
I don't know if I could speak like a baby all the...
That doesn't even sound like a baby. That sounds like,
sound like a British baby. So worse for you, Phil?
I think everyone else around me
speaking baby voice, that would get to you?
I think that yeah. would get me. That
all
would
right,
drive me
fair
nuts
enough.
After long enough.
Elijah, would be worse for you, speaking in a baby voice for 1 month or having everyone in your life speak in a baby voice to you for 1 month?
It would be everybody around me speaking
that's worse.
In a baby voice. Because like if it's just me, I can do something like just bring a tablet with me and write down
you're
what I
you're always trying
say.
To think of ways around
I am.
The problem.
I'm thinking of ways around this.
But you have to speak.
But if it's everybody else... Not everybody else is going to bring a tablet to communicate yeah. with me. So that would be rough on
see,
me.
See, now
everybody
there's two
else
ways of
me.
Looking at this. The other reason, the reason I lean towards it would be worse to speak in baby is because no one else is. So
yeah.
you,
no
you,
one's going to take
you
seriously.
You're right. And you stand out like a sore thumb everywhere you are.
You don't
are.
Have to talk. You could
but
just
you
wave.
Have to, all right? You can't stop with the silent thing. You got to talk. So that would be, that adds embarrassment to the whole thing. Now,
yeah.
like Phil said, though, listening to every single voice being baby talk would drive me absolutely up the wall. So I guess I will choose worse would be listening to everyone else speak baby talk, just because the overwhelming amount of hearing that every day from everybody and all the different voices and dialects, I think that would just drive me absolutely insane.
Like if we walked in here and you were speaking like a baby, it would be hilarious.
Thanks. Yes. For about a minute. And then it would be like, all right, enough already.
Well, what if everybody else who came in here was all speaking baby?
It'd just be really hard.
Yeah,
to hear.
It would drive me
it's
nuts.
It's really difficult. I'm not sure you could watch a TV show.
No.
I mean, I think about part of it. All right. Last, which is worse and why? Okay. Oh, which is better and why in this case? Which is better? Elijah, I'll go with you. Which is better? To get $1 for every compliment you give a stranger, okay? It can't be me or Phil, it'll be a stranger, okay? And someone you don't know. Or to get $100 for every insult you speak to a stranger. Which would be better?
I don't insult strangers at all, so definitely it would be get $1 for every compliment because I've tend to
get $1.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm happy with that.
$100 for every stranger you
I just throw a quick barb at. I don't even really know how to really insult people that well. Okay. I'm not good at it. All right. Like I'm very, you notice on this show, like I'm not good at insulting people. I'm just not.
All right. Fair enough. But it's 100 to 1.
Oh, we think we know Kenny's answer.
I know Kenny's answer.
Oh, my God, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me that week alone, I'd probably have $1,000. Yeah, I would pick $100 to every insult, every stranger. But again, no, I'll add this to it, a caveat. No repercussions, meaning you can't, you know, the stranger's not going to come throw a punch at you, anything like that. But you have to, you have to throw it out there. You have to throw that insult out there and feel bad about it sometimes.
I just couldn't do it. I'm not good at it.
Phil, which would be better for you, to get $1 every time you throw a compliment or to get $100 every time you throw an insult to a stranger? Now, at that rate,
I think the $100 would be better.
Would be better.
You know, because
you only have to do that once and you're good for like 10 days.
And if you're someone who's good at delivering it,
it could come out comical. It's true. You can,
you know,
it
so
underhanded.
I'm not good.
So you
at
have
it.
To talk to less people to get the money.
That's true.
I don't want to have to talk to 100 people to get.
You'd have to be walking up to everybody going, "Oh, Elijah, your hair looks great. Oh, this one, hey, you look great."
So
I mean, after a while, you got to be like, "Come on, really? I'm tired of saying now. I want to insult you. Yeah. You know." So I'm going to go. It's better to get the $100 for the insult because the way I look at it, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, so I might as well get paid the $100, and at least I don't have to do it often. Like Phil said, if I did it once a week, I'll get over how I feel about it. I won't make it horrible, but it might be just something like, hey, did that hat come with a bowl of soup? You know, something silly, and I'm good for $100.
So how rich do you think Kenny would be if you guys always introduced me as a guest on this show every week and at that rate?
If I only what? I'm sorry.
If I was introduced as a guest on this show.
Would I insult you then?
No. How rich would you be?
Oh, I'd be very rich.
I mean, you'd be a multi-billionaire by this point.
So Morty, who's nice enough to run our studio, just texted me and said, would a sarcastic compliment count? And I think it does, because like Phil said, you can throw that underhanded kind of barb at someone and kind of get away with it sometimes, and they don't realize. Kind of like me telling Elijah before he was a great athletic supporter. Now, because Elijah didn't realize that that's a slang for a jock strap, it was an insult that because Elijah didn't get it, it was a great insult because he didn't get it.
Yeah.
Give me $100. What's my
I don't carry cash.
All right. So there you go. That is which is worse and why for this evening. My apologies. I only had one sport. You know, but I just couldn't. We're getting very thin in our sports right now, the way things are going.
Absolutely.
Okay. You guys have anything else? Because I have some others.
Throw it out there.
All right. Well, here's what I was going to ask you guys. So a few moments ago, and we can do this pretty quick when we have some time anyway.
Yeah.
The Titans schedule just came out about 10 minutes ago. So I'm going to, this is because it's our home team here, and it's my favorite team. I know that. I'm going to quickly give you guys their schedule, and I'm going to get you guys to tell me what their record's going to be. We're going to go through it fast. You ready, Phil? And now, Phil, I told you this. This is shocking, but who do you think the Titans open up against? But they're at the Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
Okay, Phil, Titans' way of looking at it, win or loss?
I think they could win that game. Like I said, it's first game for Caleb Williams. Will Levis has a little more experience.
Okay.
They've given him a few more weapons. I think the Titans could win that one. So it could be a toss-up, okay. But I think it wins.
Elijah, win or loss? Opening week. Okay. I'm going to say loss. Titans have a terrible...
With rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's a loss. All right, here we go. Home to the Jets.
Loss.
I'm going to give them the win there.
Over your second son, Rodgers? Hey,
they beat Tom Brady at home when Brady was with the Pats. Okay. All right, Phil, win. Win there, okay? Home to Green Bay.
Loss.
So now I have them right now at 1-2. Elijah at 1-2.
Well, no, I said they'd lose.
Oh, you had 0-3. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Phil has them at 2-1, by the way. Okay. At Miami.
Loss.
I mean, it's almost a toss-up, I think.
Yeah, that's wins. Toss-up. They beat Miami last year. I'm giving them a win. All right. Home to Indy?
Win.
I'm going to say they win that one.
Okay. I'm going to say I'll give them the win at home. I'm going to end up with a split there, just so you know.
Yeah.
At Buffalo?
Win.
Wow. I'm going to give them a loss. I can't give them that win. I can't see them winning in Buffalo. At Detroit?
Loss.
Yeah, none of us give them the win there. Home to New England?
Win.
Okay, win. All righty. At the Chargers, the new look Chargers.
Loss. That's a team they've always struggled with.
They struggle with them.
They struggle with the Chargers.
I'm going to say loss.
Loss, all right, so I can't give anybody the win there. All right. Home to the Vikings with maybe, what's his name, McCarthy there at the quarterback.
I'm going to say they win that one.
Okay.
I think loss.
Okay. All righty. We're at the Texans.
Loss.
Loss for me, too. We are at Washington.
Win.
Okay. We are home to Jacksonville.
I think they could win that one.
I'm going to say that too. You guys all have a win.
They've stayed close against Jacksonville even in the last 2 years.
Home to the Bengals.
Loss.
Agreed. At Indy. So I'm going to give them a loss here because I gave them a win earlier.
Yeah.
Phil. Okay. At Jacksonville now.
Loss.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you guys. Home to Houston.
Lose.
Loss.
Now I'm going to give them a win here. I'm going to give them a split with the division.
Well, mainly because you think Houston is going to be...
I don't know. Who knows? All right, so we ended it, and here we go. Phil, you have them at 5, 6, 7 wins this year right now. Elijah, 6, and me, 8. So there you go. 6, 7, and 8 wins.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's about right.
Now, again, we always look at these schedules and we think we know the teams they're playing. And so much changes during the year.
Now, there are several of those games that I think if the offensive line improves as much as we think is possible under Callahan, more wins.
Sure.
But until I see that offensive line, until I see anything on the offensive line, I have a hard time
That's where I'm at with this, too, because I didn't, I'm going to be honest, I was not a fan of the Jets draft. I thought the first two picks were question marks because I thought, why did you take Latham so high? And the other guy has some off the field issues. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. If J.C. Latham does not pan out, I don't know. I'm kind of
high risk, high reward.
High risk, and I don't like drafts because it hasn't worked for the Titans as of late with these high risk,
that's true.
High reward but picks.
It's a different. It's a different regime.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Different owner or different leadership.
All right,
different coaching.
I got you.
All right, so I told Phil I thought of this this afternoon. I thought it would be a lot of fun, and we have some time. We can kind of knock it out. I'm going to play a game with you called "Will I Be Your Quarterback in 2025?" Understand the game. This year, but next year. So I thought this up. Then the reason I thought it up is because I think you're going to be surprised at how many times we say you won't be. This is only 2 seasons from now. All right. The Buffalo Bills. Will I be your quarterback? Josh Allen speaking.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Tua Tagovailoa. Will I be your quarterback? Not this year, in 2025.
No.
No, yes. I'm going to say yes. Okay.
Yes, I think unless he has some major
regression. That could be, or an injury.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, let's not use injury here.
Yeah.
I'm
going to say, yes.
Then yes, he will be. New York Jets.
No.
I agree with you guys. I think this is it.
I think
Rodgers goes in and out, and
he's all in on this season, and that's it.
Drake May.
Yes. I mean, he's got to be.
God, I know. I'll say yes, too.
I'll say yes, because I don't think he starts till next year.
All right. Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Yes. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he has to
be. He doesn't have to be.
What are they going to do? He's like the most immovable contract. If you,
everybody's movable. Even if it's eating the money.
He would be
imagine this guy is their quarterback 2 years, a year from this opening season.
You realize he's a bigger cap hit than Russell Wilson was.
I
don't see it.
Well, how much of a cap hit is he next year?
I think he's like $100 million. I don't. I'm going to
say no. He's not.
Because remember, they back-ended this contract.
You say yes. He will be their quarterback in 2025.
He has to be.
He'll be on the team.
If he's making that kind of money, he has to
I can't see how they could move him without it being just so costly to them.
It is going
to
be.
It's going to be worse to get rid of him than to keep him.
Okay. Yeah. I still say no. I say he's not. He is this year, but he's not next year. Russell Wilson, because we're going to say he's the starter. Russell Wilson for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No,
in 2025?
No.
I can't see that.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
I'm going to be shocked if he makes it through this year.
I don't think he will.
Okay, fair enough. Joe Burrow, I think we can all agree.
Yes, because we're
not using injury.
Yes.
CJ Stroud, yes. Right? Across the board. Trevor Lawrence, yes.
Yes.
Right? No reason to think. Now, he may not be as good. Maybe he regresses a bit, but he's still going to be their guy. Anthony Richardson.
Yes, I think he will be, yes.
No, for me. I don't know here. I think this is such a wild card.
It is, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Boy, I haven't seen enough to really have a strong feeling.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. So I'm going to say yes just because of lack of a reason to say no.
Will Levis.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mahomes, I think we all agree. Yes. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, here's one. I'm sorry. I can't tell you the answer here, but who's the Raiders quarterback?
That
as of this moment,
Gardner Minshew. Let's give it to him, and I say
and
no.
No, he will okay. Not. Let's he say will anybody not. Right now.
I'm going to say whoever is no.
Is no. Yeah. Okay. Let's use Bo Nix here. Okay, Denver Broncos.
Yes.
I don't know. Sean Payton is a wild card.
Now
coach.
It's not this opening season. It's next opening season. You're saying no, Bo Nix not.
I
the
can't
starter.
See them jumping up to grab him.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Phil here. I'm gonna say yes, he
I'm
will.
I'm gonna say yes, but it wouldn't shock me.
Understood. Herbert, I think we all agree is there, and that's fine. All right, Dak Prescott.
No,
2 years. So not that next season.
No, he
he's not
the
your
quarterback
starter?
Next year.
No. I'm gonna say yes, he is.
No, he won't be.
Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Has to be, right, with that money?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say yes. Now, he would have to have one hell of a bad season.
Horrible. I will say this.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman has done this before. He has. I'm going to say.
Carson Wentz got launched.
I'm going to say yes. I think it could be possible. No, I don't think he could be the starter next year. If he regresses bad with
AJ, it would have to be really,
AJ
really
Brown on that
regression.
Team, I could see it.
Danny Dimes?
No, he won't be in two years. He won't be there.
We'll use Jaden Daniels here for the Washington Commanders.
I agree with you guys. I think he will be.
Jared Goff, yes.
Yes,
right?
I mean, that's a dud.
Jordan Love?
Yes.
I don't know.
Remember
something. Has he signed his new contract yet? Because...
No, well, now I'm not basing this on any movement. I'm saying if he's a Packer, that he's going to be there.
If he has a bad year, I'm just saying this is
a heck of a finish.
He did, but yeah, okay, I'll give it a yes.
I think LaFleur loves this guy.
For him to be bad enough for them to launch it.
J.J. McCarthy, let's use him.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I like J.J.
They traded up to get him in the first round. How could you say
that? He better be good.
He might not even play this year.
He better be good. Caleb Williams, yes.
Yes.
Okay, they moved everything to go get this guy and all his help. Baker Mayfield, just signed,
no.
Right? I'm going to say no also.
Yes.
I don't think he makes it 2 years there.
I think he'll be there.
Who's the quarterback for New Orleans?
Derek Carr.
Okay. Derek Carr? No. Right?
No.
I'm not sure he makes it through this year.
Yeah, I don't think he will either.
So this one's very interesting because of what just took place in the draft. But Kirk Cousins with the Falcons.
No. I don't think he will be. I think this is going to be disastrous.
Which means then you're saying that
Penix
in 2025 taking this over after a mega signing.
I could see it. That's a young roster.
Well, then why did they get Cousins? It doesn't matter. Young roster. They have a great quarterback in Cousins.
But why would you? First of all, we don't know how healthy
he is. I don't understand the move.
Well, no
all.
One understands the draft pick.
So I'm going to say no. I mean,
Cousins gone.
Yeah.
God, maybe he'll be.
I'm
going to
say yes. He's there, and the reason I say yes is every single time Kirk Cousins seems to bet on himself and or face adversity with a team. He comes out good.
Yeah, he does.
So I just can't imagine he's not the starter next opening day. You know, the Panthers, what's his name's escaping me now?
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Very interesting. No, you're giving up on Bryce. Yep. He was the number one pick last year.
Which is why the lease is so short.
He is not the starter next season.
If they finish dead last again. I mean, why are they keeping him around?
God, that's tough. Number one pick gone in three seasons. Gone.
Hey, man, the Cardinals did this.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to say, their owner, though. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? No, he won't be there. That owner is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Who knows what he'll do?
I think the only chance they actually stick with him is if they win that
division. Yeah, and got to have a good season. And look good.
I don't see it happening.
All right, last division here. Brock Purdy? Yeah, yes. Right? Two seasons? I mean, yeah.
Now, this I don't know.
Why?
Because I feel...
Forgetting injury now.
Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
With that loaded team.
Yeah.
And he's up for a contract after this year.
Correct.
I could totally see Shanahan going, you know what? I could win with any quarterback because he's done it.
He couldn't win with
what's his
name?
He got to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo.
No, the one they drafted.
They only get rid of him if he regresses and plays like...
You're right. Like, I'm just saying, I'm going to say he will be, but I'm saying I could see it happening.
I think he will. Kyler Murray... I'm going to say no. There's no way he's starter in 2025.
Unless he just busts through this year and plays like he hasn't played yet.
Yeah, only the Seahawks and names escaping me, too.
Oh, you forgot the Rams.
I'm sorry. Well, the Seahawks, though.
Geno Smith will not be the quarterback.
Geno Smith, no, right? We can all agree?
Yeah, I'd say
He will not be the 2025 starter. Yeah. And the Rams, Matthew Stafford, no to me. And that's just
I think
age
he may retire this year.
Yeah, and everything else. All right, so there you go. But very interesting, right, to see... We're only looking at one season past this opening day, and look how many we've decided will not be their starter. It just goes to show you in the NFL how quick the turnover can be for these quarterbacks.
My thing is this, Dak Prescott's contract is up this year.
You just can't wait to launch this guy.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just telling you what I hear, and I'm just
Talking to Jerry?
I'm just hearing the stories coming out of that organization.
Who's going to be quarterback?
I don't know. Maybe they'll go with Trey Lance. I do not know.
Oh, God. No.
What if you know what would make me laugh is if Trey Lance ends up being the quarterback and we go undefeated against San Francisco.
Do you go to bed at night and these things go through your head, like these fantasies?
Okay. If Trey Lance is your quarterback, you guys are done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, this is a guy that couldn't survive in San Fran where everything was based around success for that quarterback. He couldn't even make it.
You're right.
It's not good.
He's had a chance to sit.
Clue. Did he even get in a game for Dallas at all?
No.
That's weird to me.
It's very weird.
There wasn't one game where the Cowboys were up 20 or down 20 where they went, hey, Dallas, Trey, get in there and get some work.
They also have a very good backup, by the way. So I don't know. Honestly, this year I have no expectations.
Let me ask you this
Cowboys.
Then, as we have more. Do you want Dak there to open the season in 2025? Do you want him there?
No. And I'll tell you why I don't
want
him. Because if we re-sign him, you got to realize something. We're going to pay him higher than everybody else on the market right now.
Yeah.
And if we pay him that, and he keeps doing what he's doing, getting to the playoffs and falling short.
You told me in the early part of the show that that's fine for that $50 million. You said...
He's not getting that. No. He's not getting that now.
But he will be.
But
so you're not
going to
be happy with a $50 million quarterback who just makes the playoffs and keeps you in contention every year?
No.
But you said that was okay for the other seven.
I said it's okay to get that contract. I'm saying Justin Herbert having that contract in context is not right because he hasn't done anything to actually warrant that kind of a contract. Dak had done
Dak's
stuff.
Dak's gotten your team to the playoffs.
But he hasn't won. He hasn't won. I'm just saying.
You're going to look back on the Dak Prescott era, and regret how you treated this poor man.
So
what have I done?
How are they going to replace him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to be really bad to get a high draft pick, and they're not going to be really bad.
Listen, why are you ruining this upcoming NFL season for me? Because I don't see a good season here, no matter what. Because you got to realize, if we're not going to be bad enough to get a good quarterback, and yet we're not going to be good enough to actually do some damage. So I'm looking at this season.
Do you think it's Dak's fault they haven't won the playoffs?
Last year, I think that was... Okay, last year I don't put on him. The year before, when they were in San Francisco, I felt like that was the year we could have done something, and he was atrocious. So he's had these really bad playoff games.
What did Romo win? He's a hero in Dallas.
Romo's body betrayed him.
No. What did Romo win?
He didn't win anything either.
Okay.
Listen,
As much as you hate Troy Aikman, he's the only one of your quarterbacks.
Three rings in the last 30 years. First of all, I wasn't alive for a lot of those. So
Troy
like,
was amazing for you
but
guys.
I didn't grow up watching him, okay? I was like, I didn't start watching until the early 2000s. So yes. Troy Aikman has no, I have no lineage to him from that regard. My dislike of Troy Aikman is I don't actually like him.
Yeah, but that's the now Troy.
Yeah, that's Troy.
As a cowboy, he was is an all-timer.
But I have no memories.
Right,
of
he's
that.
An all-timer for you guys. But my point is, I think the cowboy fans.
I love Dak Prescott, but I'm just going to sit back and say, I will not be confident if we're paying him $60 million a year to quarterback the team.
I agree with you, and I don't want that either as my team.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want the
Titans
to have to pay Levis $50 million because it is a massive number, and it puts you in the realm of, okay, we have one of the top 10 highest-paid quarterbacks. What are we going to get from it?
Exactly.
And it's hard.
And that's
what
I'm looking at.
But unfortunately,
that's the route it's going.
And the market pushes those numbers.
And I don't think he's as good as the guys you would willingly pay that to. I don't think he's as good as Burrow.
If Caleb Williams is as good as Phil hopes, in 4 years, 5 years, he's going to be making, who knows, $70 million.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way it is
it's
in this
just
league.
Just what quarterback market is.
And
you either pay it for
you
your guy that's
and your guy goes.
Getting you there,
that's
or
right.
you don't.
Yeah. And that's all I'm sitting at is I just don't want him because the number is going to be astronomical.
Very rare is the player like a Tom Brady, like a Pat Mahomes, that's willing to accept a little less to make their teams a little better.
Yeah.
Very rare. Now, Mahomes is doing it for the Chiefs. Brady did it for the Pats. You know, it takes a certain guy to go, I'll accept a little less and not be that top seven, top eight, but my team's going to be in it.
Magic Johnson did that in the 80s.
It's basketball. I'm talking about football. He's a quarterback.
He did do that.
Talking about quarterbacks.
All right.
Not many guys that'll do it.
No.
All right. Well, it's been a fun show.
Absolutely.
But it is time for us to sign off.
Goodbye.
We'll be back next week with you. Boy, we're sorry at that point. It's anybody's guess right now.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
So with the listening, this has been Triple Play Sports.